Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, I'm back. So in this episode, I want to talk about, I guess I'm going to call this the mission of Sturgis Credit Repair. Okay. So a lot of people confuse debt and credit, you know, and think it's kind of the same thing, which they go hand in hand, but they're not really the same exact thing. You know, having good credit doesn't necessarily mean you're in debt or you're in a bunch of bad debt, like most people may think, or older people, or maybe the Dave Ramsey audience. Okay. So, we're going to kind of break things down in this episode. I'm going to make a separate episode that talks about, you know, how to have good credit and not be in bad debt. You know, I'm going to make a separate one, maybe sometime later in this week. But just follow me here on the mission of Sturgis Credit Repair. Okay. When I started my business, you know, initially I just wanted to help people, I guess, get approved for an auto loan. You know, if many of you know, I have came from the auto sales background, working at a local car dealership, and it got to a point where most of our customers, of course, you know, lower income, they had to finance cars and things like that. And most of them had bad credit, which got me interested in learning how credit repair works, how I can help these people buy a car. If they came to the car dealership and got approved, then, you know, I can sell them a vehicle and I can close the deal, or say I close the deal after, you know, showing them a vehicle for over an hour or 2 hours of my time, and they're, you know, sold in the car. And after wasting 2 hours of my day, we fill out the credit app and they got denied. So I just wasted all that time for nothing. So I'm like, man, there's got to be a way to help these consumers out there. So initially, that what got me started getting interested of how credit repair works. But the mission of credit repair is to use your credit to finance your goals, you know, which is my slogan here, you know, mainly my target audience. And as a business owner, all of you, if y'all are watching or listening to this, if you're a business owner, you know who your clientele is, you know? So, for example, grocery stores, you have Walmart and you have, what's the other one? Target. They both sell the same thing. They both sell food, clothes. They're both supermarkets, but Walmart audience and Target's audience and clientele are two completely different people. Okay. Target is more of a, I wouldn't say high end, but their clientele seems to be a little bit more, you know, they expect to spend more at Target than what you would at Walmart. So kind of the same thing with my business. You know, as a business owner, I get to choose who I want to market to. That's just part of just being an entrepreneur. You know, you have to figure out your audience. So with mine, I do not focus on helping people build credit just to make stupid life decisions with credit. You know, for example, you take two people, they both have good credit. This person is using their credit to finance stuff through a firm, or finance airplane tickets, or finance clothing, you know, out of clothing stores and things like that. And they're using credit to buy stupid stuff. They're in debt. They buying a car to impress somebody and they lose a job and they're screwed and just whatever. They finance their lifestyle and they're in so much debt they can't get ahead. That's not my audience, because that particular type of clientele is probably going to give me a headache, and it's just, you know, it's going to be a headache just working with those type of people. Now, the audience that I market to are people who are smart with their credit. They just went through some financial hardships and now they're interested in using their credit to improve their lifestyle. Maybe they're trying to buy a home, put their family in a home and stop paying outrageous rent prices. You know, they want to build a family. They want to buy a house on, you know, their own land, who knows? Or you got some which are 80% or business owners and real estate investors. I got so many right now, they're trying to invest in real estate and buy their first rental property or multi-unit, you know, things like that. I have tons of clients that are in the real estate industry, that's, you know, in the rental property, property industry, renting properties, making, you know, the profits and things like that. And it has definitely improved their net worth by a ton. So you definitely need credit when it comes to, I guess, achieving your goals faster. Now you are going to have the older crowd or the Dave Ramsey type of people, which I can agree with them too, but they're more of the don't use your credit to invest or don't use credit to, you know, get ahead because it can be a risk. Look, if you're a business owner or if you're doing any type of investing, it is a risk. When you put your cash money into something, it's a risk. When I buy a property, let's just say, well, I'm not even going to go to real estate because real estate, it, you know, either stays the same for a few years or, you know, it goes up in value. Let's just talk about stocks or anything like that, gambling or whatever. You know, if I put my cash money in a sports betting app, that's a risk. I'm not guaranteed to win something. If I put my money in a stock, you know, it can go up or down. You know, that's a risk. So by people saying, oh, using your credit to get rich quicker or get into real estate faster is a risk. Look, if you're scared of risk, why are you even thinking about, you know, real estate? Why are you even thinking about investing? You know, if you're scared of risk, get out the kitchen, because credit is just like using your money, you know, it's just a risk. If you have a plan, it will work out. Okay. So those are my clientele. You know, I mainly market to people that want to use their credit to improve their lifestyle, make smart decisions, reach their goals faster and things like that. You know, so regardless if you're trying to put your family in a home, so you're not paying outrageous rent, you know, using credit to buy your first home and things like that, you know, it's going to save you money in the long run. Now, the Dave Ramsey process, I think he want people to get a mortgage for 15 years. And then not only 15 years, you know, he don't want you to do the 30 year, but he wants you to stay at 15 years. And then outside of that 15 years, still try and pay it off sooner, you know, so you're not in that debt trap. So I get that. Look, I don't care about that because, like I said, debt and credit, you know, goes hand in hand, but two different things, you know. So if you're one of those Dave Ramsey listeners and things like that, or you're afraid of debt and don't want to be in a ton of debt, then yeah, do the 15 year mortgage, pay it off sooner. But at the end of the day, you need a credit score to get that 15 year mortgage. You know, if you were somebody with no credit history, we still need to work on building your credit. You know, you can consult with Sturgis Credit Repair for free, and we can educate you on ways you can work on building your credit for free without paying us anything. If you have negative items on your credit report, you can sign up for our service first month free. You know, you don't have to pay us anything. We'll get the process started for you for free to see if we can work on some of those negative items. Regardless of how you look at it, you know, those are the people we look at when it comes to our clientele. You know, these people that's using credit to impress people, live a fake lifestyle, they get one little emergency in their life and they're doomed. Like, the car gets repossessed, they live above their means. Like, it's just insane. So I just wanted to make an episode on this because just speaking out in the public, just away from work, I'm out at restaurants or I'm out with some friends and other friends are like, oh, what you do for a living? And a lot of people hear credit repair and a lot of people are like, oh, you just help people get in debt and, you know, you fix their credit so they can go mess it up again. So that's just a big misunderstanding. You know, I have great credit and I'm not in bad debt. You know, my credit cards are paid in full every single month and I use my credit cards as my advantage because I get cash back throughout the year in my cards and I go on free trips and I pay $0 in interest and I'm in zero credit card debt, you know, because I have discipline. Before I spend the money on the card to get those rewards, I've already had the money to buy that stuff regardless. So when I swipe my card, I'm just using the money that I was going to use to buy it in the first place. I just pay it right back off. So that is the mission here at Sturgis Credit Repair. Use your credit to finance your goals. If you want to be a business owner one day and you want to work for yourself and, you know, grow generational wealth and starting some type of business, whatever you're trying to do in your life, trucking business, landscaping, you know, car detailing, opening up a grocery store, real estate investing. Well, this here is for you. Use your credit. Finance your goals. Don't be an employee forever. If you notice here, the word job is marked out because if you just keep saving paychecks, you're going to be 60 years old by the time you have enough money to invest in your first little big achievement there. And it's just, you probably could have used your credit and got there a whole lot sooner. So there's multiple ways to get rich. There's multiple ways to you know, drive from point A to point B. There's no right or wrong answer. However, there could be a quicker and faster or faster and slower way to achieve some of those goals. So that's the mission here at Sturgis Credit Repair. We just help people achieve their life goals, not help people get in bad debt and ruin their credit and then they have to fix it again. That's it for this one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S, creditrepair.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.